Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3 and verse number 20. The passage that we've used as our share-a-thon verse for many years. The Bible declares, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. This week we're looking at the first part of this verse, and we're looking at the ability of our Savior. Yesterday we talked about his present ability. The Bible says now. I'm glad that when Whitfield read that scripture in the 1700s, it said now. When, of course, Moody and Spurgeon in the 1800s read that verse, it said now. I'm glad that our pilgrim forefathers, it said now. And it still says now. I'm glad that we have a God who's immutable, meaning that he changes not. And he was not I was or I will be, but he is the great I am. And he ever continues to be constant. And so his present ability. But today, we want to look at the next two words together. The Bible says, now, unto him. Now, unto him. I want to expand this and say not only does he have present ability, but the God we serve has personal ability. Now, unto him. I'm thankful that we serve a person who is alive and well, seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercessions for us, and the person, the man, Christ Jesus. I'm glad that we don't bow before dumb idols this morning. I'm glad that we are not bowing before idols carved of wood or stone or of brass or silver or whatever. But I'm glad that we serve a person who is alive and well, eternal in the heavens. Well, I'm thankful for that. And I'm glad today that the ability that we're talking about here, he has personal ability now unto him. You know, it's not about me. And my friend, it's not even about you. It's about him. It's not about this ministry, or it's not about other ministries. It's about him. And I'm glad to report to you that if we'll keep that perspective and we'll keep him in the preeminence, Christ Jesus, if we'll keep him in the forefront, then we'll be on track according to Scripture. The Bible says, now unto him that is able. Now unto him, his personal ability. During the tsunami of a few years ago in Sri Lanka, a missionary that we sent support to and tried to send aid to reported that a village where he was ministering was primarily Buddhist, and there was a Buddhist temple there near the shore, and it was elaborate, built on a concrete slab, an elaborate temple. And while the people were very, very poor, the temple was very, very extravagant. And the missionary said that the tidal wave came in, and it washed the Buddhist temple away. And when it did, Buddha was washed out into the bay, washed out to sea. And while the people were, the dead bodies of their loved ones were laying on the beach, the people of the village massed a rescue effort and took what boats and things they could find and went out into the bay trying to dive and find their Buddha. Red Brother Randy Bain said one time, said, if your house catches on fire, will you have to save your gods, or will your God save you? I'm glad today we don't worship a dumb idol of stone or of wood, but we serve a person who's alive and well. Now unto him that is able. His present ability, and now today his personal ability unto him. Father, thank you that we serve a person. Thank you that you're alive and well. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.